Now then, and welcome back to Rare Eddie One Talks. I'm your host, Rare Eddie One, and welcome. Yes, welcome. Now, just a quick little spiel from me, a little advert, if you will.
Advertising, wow!
If you are listening to me on your favourite podcast provider, whatever podcast provider you are listening to, there is a couple of free things you could do what would really help me out. Absolutely help me out massively, is hit that follow button. And if you do have a free couple of minutes, you can leave me a 1-star, 2-star, or even a 5-star review if you would like to. That would absolutely help me out. And I wouldn't ask if they weren't free. If you've discovered me on YouTube or Bumble, thank you. A few free things on there you can do is hit that subscribe button. Absolutely smash the hell out of that subscribe button if you would. Helps me out massively. Helps your favorite small creators out massively. And in the same location is the like button. Or the dislike button, both are engagements and really help small creators out massively, massively. So please, if you wouldn't mind, hit this. I would prefer you to hit the smash the like button. But if you want to smash the dislike button, that is entirely up to you. Share as well. The share button is in the same location. Share with family, friends, and loved ones if you think they might like my style of content. That would be absolute bloody massive. Now, the most important thing to any creator, but more importantly to small creators, is them comments section. Whether you like this or you didn't like this episode, get in that comment section. Let me know your thoughts and opinions, because your opinions really do matter. And they are free to do so. So please get in that comment section and let me know your thoughts, whether you liked the video or didn't like the video. I thank you. Anyway, that's my little spiel out the way. Today is, I've had a bit of an off day, a bit of moving and all that buggery, sorting out the apartment, and not really been able to I've been busy at work and I haven't been able to prepare tonight's show. I really wanted to prepare a show, but I don't like leaving it last minute, and it always gets jerky and all weird last minute jerky stuff. So it is last minute, but I pulled a few articles up, and we're going to have a look at a few articles from UFO Twitter, from the UFO and alien spaces, and we're going to have a little dig, a little poke, a little see if we can uncover any truths. There's some massive conspiracy news, but some massive pop culture news. P. Diddlers. Is in prison. He wanted to try and make bail at $38 million, and the judge said no, not once but twice. Fuck in hell. Could Diddley soon be on that Clinton list? Could Diddley soon be on the Clinton list? Whoa. I think Diddy, as much as I don't like the fucker, but he has been telling us for a long time now he's a bad boy. You know, he's one of his record labels, if I'm not mistaken, was Bad Boy for Life. And he's been telling us for a long time that he's been a very, very bad boy for life. And if you like your political shit, he's a Democrat. Democrats like that kind of person. Jeffrey Epstein, who's the director, not director, the producer, Harvey Weinstein, the Clintons, holy shit. Was Diddy trying to distance himself from the Democrats or the people actually in charge? And they they did with Epstein, like they did with Harvey Weinstein, which, good, get these fuckers caught. But why are they caught sooner? Is it because they're still feeding fucking money into the Democratic Party? Which a lot of us actually think, yeah, they're still feeding money in, and once they've used them up, they fucking cast them aside. The Clintons have got the list, and they're checking it twice, baby. The Clintons are checking that list twice. Now, yes, I am a conspiracy podcast. We're gonna try and dig into that news in a couple weeks' time. Hopefully, there's some more news come out. Hopefully, Diddy isn't Epstein'd. Hopefully, if there is a list of these high-powered elites, Hollywood actors, music mogs, let's get the list, let's unredact the names, and let's get these fuckers caught. Caught, because these crimes are fucking horrible. Horrible. Absolute fucking horrible. And the perpetrators are rich fucking assholes that should know better. Should know better, but like Klaus Schwab says, you will own nothing. And the rich will get richer. Anyway, enough of that out of the way. As I normally do, I like to drink on these, and I am drinking on this show. I'm drinking a apple. So this is from Aldi. It's an Aldi drink. I'm not sponsored. It's a Taurus, so it's a cider. But I tried one last week. I think it was key lime pie. This one is apple pie flavoured cider. Now, the key lime pie was fucking delicious. So I'm hoping this apple pie is going to be delicious. We're going to give it a smell. We're going to give it a, you know, everyone knows the rules. One chug, everyone knows the rules. And we'll give it my review if I can get it opened. I don't have that much fingernail. There we go. Done. Smells cidery, absolutely smells cidery. You know, your general, it's got that general chemically cider smell. Not a good sign, not a good sign at all. Chemically. It tastes like apple pie, folks. It tastes like apple pie. Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. If it didn't have that chemically smell, I would give it a higher score, but like, everyone knows the rules. It's a sign of a good drink, though. I'm going to give that a 7.2. 7.2, it's got that. Got a heavily chemically smell. And no, I don't get a drink. I don't get a cider for the fucking smells. But it actually tastes like... It does... It's got a very big apple pie taste. But I was... The third chug... It absolutely tastes like applesauce. You know, you get a spoonful of applesauce and what you put on like your pork dinners, and it tastes exactly like that. Nice. It's nice. Not quite as nice as the key lime pie. That was fucking delicious. Delicious. Now, let's get into tonight's show, baby. Let's get into tonight's show. I'm going to put myself in a corner and we're going to have a look at some of the news. I'm going to, for all you guys listening along, you won't get too lost because I'm a retard. So, yes, there's no problems in getting lost.
Nailed it.
Because if you don't know, I am like an expert at describing pictures. If you don't know, I am an expert at describing pictures. The picture I am seeing is white with words on, with a black headline, with some, yeah. Perfection, isn't it? I know that's perfection. You don't have to tell me twice. So we are here at Forbes, And new search begins for alien super civilizations in 2,800 galaxies. This is from today, and it's from Jamie Carter, senior contributor of the Journalists. The picture we see, it's a massive telescope shooting ray beams into the sky with a nice picture of the galaxy behind it. Obviously, AI created that picture. So, astronomers, I may have to use the readout tool a few. Astronomers have begun a first of its kind search for signs of technology signatures produced by super civilizations, those more advanced than ours, in galaxies beyond the Milky Way. The technology signatures are advanced and evidence of past or present technologies that would, if found, indirectly confirm the presence of life in another star system. Technology signatures could include city lights, solar panels, megastructures, and swarms of satellites. Although there have been similar searches for technology signatures before, this is the first extragalactic search. The Radio Telescope Army in Australia is capable for looking for signs of life in star system, both in our Milky Way galaxy and in 2,800 galaxies beyond. Whew. Well, I would like to know how advanced these satellites we are using. The project is in partnership between the SETI Institute at Berkeley, SETI Research Center, and the International Center for Radio Astronomy Research. We'll use the I'll have to read this one out.
Murchison
Wide Field Array, MWA, of 4,096 radio telescopes, antennas in 256 grids in the outback of Western Australia. So these radio telescopes they're not telescopes as you think a telescope. They are just searching radio waves. This could be massive. This could be massive, but to search out waves could take forever. Unless it could take forever because, it depends on what part of the sky they're pointing these radar, these telescopes in. We could be out by a millimeter. These telescopes could be out by a millimeter and we could actually miss something huge. And it depends, the sounds, the light we'll hear back will be from the past. So there could be thousands of years in the past. So that civilization might not even be around to get in contact with. It's just nuts. I've always said this. I don't believe we are alone. There's only two possibilities. We're alone or we're not alone. We could be in a simulation. That's another one. But again, we're either alone or we're not. Whoever put us in that simulation, maybe we put ourselves in that simulation because we're alone. Maybe we put ourselves in this simulation to see how to reconnect to an alien civilization that we lost contact with. Maybe it's put us into a simulation and where just time is going as normal for us, but they've got it on like fucking 32 times fast. And they're trying to get to the point where we lost connection with the alien species. But, you know, to our little minds, it's just, you know, it's quarter to 10 at night on a Saturday night. I'm all alone. Yes, the lovely, beautiful Vicky is unable to join us tonight. I do apologize. The beautiful Vicky isn't with us tonight. She's haunting something else. bless her. But yeah, this is fantastic news. Fantastic news that it doesn't sound like it's one governing body or one massive company. Sounds like there's a group of companies with at least two countries. So you've got the States and the Australia. Australia, because the outback is just massive, so you could put 4,000 satellites. I'd be interested to see if they find out. I don't think they'll find anything soon. And it depends because the galaxy and the wider universe in the whole, it's, and if you point, because I think I remember listening to a SETI something, and they only had so much of the, they only had so much resources to, they put a picture of the night sky, and they put a little box in this picture, and that little box, so the whole screen, there was maybe like a little box, maybe the size of a little plug, maybe like a little plug in this massive little box, in this screen. And that was all what SETI was listening to, that little box. It was tiny, not as, you know, my head's massive, so it was fucking tiny. And it was, I can't quite remember how much of a night sky it could search, but it was minute. I can't say words, my mouth hasn't worked. It was minute. It was like a needle in a haystack in a fucking sandy beach, in another sandy beach, in another haystack. It was just, it sounds like it could be impossible, but who knows, there could be alien life out there trying to do what we're doing, trying to get in contact with us. Who knows? So hopefully, you know, we find life out there. You know, I've always been happy if we find just a single cell, maybe in the underground waters of Mars, maybe we find a single cell organism. Life exists elsewhere. It might not be life how people expect, the little green men running around, but it's life. Life. And it wouldn't necessarily, you know, I know I used to be on the believer that it would ruin the religious, there'd maybe one or two religions it would probably destroy. But in a whole, it might actually help Christianity. It could help Christianity. But I just thought that was interesting. I'll keep my eye on that, because hopefully, we get some life. Now, if you believe the Mail Online, thousands see UFO hovering eerie over Mexican City in the middle of the day. It does look fucking weird. I'm not going to lie, folks. It looks weird. The pit, so there's three pictures in the galaxy. In the galaxy. In the galaxy. What a twat. There's three pictures in the gallery. Fucking asshole. That fucking cat talk. So the first picture is, there's like, it's pointing up in the sky. It's a cloudy day, but it looks like a little boat. A little boat. It gives me that boat shape. It's black. A little spot of white on the underside of it. Let's go to the next picture. The next picture is, there's a lot of people standing around with their phones out. Well, in this picture, there's only two people with the phones out looking at the object. And the next picture along is a picture of the guy who took it. let's go back to the main picture. There was a better picture. There was a better picture. Or maybe the one. So that was the best picture. Yeah, that's... What is it? Could it be... It can't be birds. Do we have it? It could be it. Could it be a drone? Yes, it could be a drone. Weird shape for a drone, but yes, it could be a drone. It's definitely not a balloon. Or is it? Or could it be the Goodyear blimp? Could it be a Goodyear blimp? It's very pointy for a Goodyear blimp. Very pointy. So what's their little spiel? So hundreds of residents were left in awe when they spotted a mysterious object hovering over their city. Normally, such objects are spotted in the dead of night, but this one was in the western Mexican city of... Oh, I am not going to pronounce this fucker, so let's read it out.
Guadalajara.
I'm not even going to try. My tongue won't work and I will just offend people. Was in broad daylight last Friday. So this was last Friday. Here comes my flying saucer customer, Eduardo Chavez. I'm sorry if I butchered your last name, dude.
Eduardo Chavez.
Chavez, sorry. The owner of a rims and tire shop could be heard saying in the background in one video showing it hovering over his shop that had 6.3 million views. He's coming for rims and tires at your service. Take a look, whatever you like. Interesting, very interesting. Will it play the
Ahí viene mi cliente en el platillo volador. Viene por rines y ya.
I'll pause it. I'll mute it because, Oh, it is. It's hovering. It is hovering. It looks, that looks fucking weird, that, folks. Let me big screen it. Mute it again. They're talking in Mexican and I don't understand. Oh, no. That's a different fucking video. Right, let's play that again.
Ahí viene mi cliente en el platillo volado.
So it's coming for tires and rims, but it does look like it's hovering. It looks like it's hovering. It looks like it's hovering. It looks like it's going from left to right. Very slow, very eerie. Very slow, very eerie, folks. It looks like it does look like it's going down. Could it be an advanced military aircraft? Why would they be using it? I wouldn't think... This may sound like I'm fucking bad-mouthing the Mexican army, but for advanced technologies. You don't often, you think America, you think of, well, you don't even think of UK. You think of America, you maybe think of Russia, maybe Russia. You maybe think of China. Could it be Google? Ooh, could it be Google? Could it be Google or Apple? It's very eerie looking. Very eerie looking, folks. I'm unsure. So technically it's a UFO because it is unidentified flying object. So technically, yes, it's a UFO. Nothing has been said that it's a blimp or a balloon or something. A second video with more than 1.7 million views showed that showed what appeared to be the same object flying at a lower altitude under a white patch. The other video. This is the other video. Let's play the other video.
Reportan avistamiento de ovni en Zitácuaro.
The way that's floating, that's floating like a balloon. The way it's floating like a balloon. That's disappointing. That's genuinely disappointing. It's floating like that first little bit. It floats like a balloon. And it's sort of turning like how a balloon would sort of turn in like a small gust of wind. It's a balloon. It's a balloon. Unfortunately, it's a balloon. Solved. Solved. Gutted, because I really wanted it to be a UFO. Damn. So, still at the Mail Online. Fuck's sake, Mail Online, you bastards. Onimus moment, glowing spherical UFO is captured in man's hiking trail selfie. Why the fuck was he taking a selfie on a trial? And his unwanted military encounters that followed. So this one does look very, very fake. This, I'm not going to lie, this one looks very, very fake. It's very disappointing because it really does look fake. I'm sorry. It looks photoshopped. It doesn't look right. Let's have a little quick read. So images of a perfectly spherical UFO seemingly dotted with yellow landing lights have left some researchers certain one is the first selfie with a UFO in history. It looks like if you just looked at that in the night sky, you could maybe, is that the moon? Or is that one of the planets coming into view? Yeah. Taken by Brazilian UFO researcher and author Eddie... I'll butcher his last name and I don't want to.
Morelos.
Oh, God. In 2011. So, was this guy just on a innocent trial or was he on a trial in the search of UFOs? The snap shows the apparent craft above a hiking trail to La Cascada de la... I'm going to have to do this again.
Purification.
A chilly waterfall in Brazil, high altitude, in one of their national parks. I'm going to read it out. Like butchering names.
Chapada Diamantina
National Park. What followed, at least according to one of Morelos' UFO hunting peers was years of threats and intrigues with two members of their group killed by the military and three more abducted. Skeptics on social media, however, have alleged that the photos are everything from sky lanterns held aloft by hot air, from candles to outright doctored images. I would say doctored myself. Mail Online reached out to Malewis for further comment, but the researcher who serves as admin for... Ooh, that's a right fucking name, that. That is a right fucking name.
El Grupo de Pesquisa Tecnologica Extra Avancada.
Which means the Extra Advanced Technology Research Group on Facebook has not replied. But in March 2022, boasted that his candid snaps were the only selfie with a flying saucer. It doesn't look. So he was hospitalized for 12 days at a regional hospital in Siberia. My medical history is there for anyone who wants to investigate, according to the Brazilian UFO researcher. It sounds like a very fascinating story, but story it is. I'm sorry. Stories like this is what makes it so hard to be a UFO believer. An alien believer. It's so hard with stories like these. And these are supposed to be the researchers as well. These are supposed to be UFO researchers. That's so disappointing. Yeah, I think that's a doctored image myself. I think that's a very doctored image. It feels like they're releasing all this crazy shit, and the government's having to release actual real life footage or pictures of UFOs, and then we see a whole load of crazy people coming out with pictures and films of, I've seen a UFO, I was abducted by Jesus, and that's what big governments do. They put all that together. So, you know, normally people just see, oh, well, it's just a load of crazy people talking about the been abducted by Jubas. That's what they do. That's what governments do. That's what they've been doing well for many years. So, Jeremy Corbell is on the picture for some reason, but Men in Black... I was the Pentagon's UFO chief, so I know non-human bodies have been found on Earth, and I've handled alien tech. So it's strange that he's gone from non-human bodies, and then the same sentence, alien tech. Or is that just the sun putting its spin on it? So Lou... Elizondo, a long-term U.S. Defense Department researcher, also claims to have handled alien technology. Ah, interesting. This guy was tip of the top in the military. I'm pretty sure he run ARROW, I can't remember the acronym for ARROW, but I think it's Aerial Anomaly Aerial Phenomena. Oh, it's such a weird... basically, searching UFOs. The former head of the Pentagon program responsible for investigation of UFOs has made the bombshell claims in his new book, Imminent. Inside the Pentagon's hunt for UFOs. He claims to have been told categorically the infamous Roswell incident in New Mexico in 1947 involves two flying saucers and 40 deceased non-human bodies, or dead aliens, were recovered from the wreckage and examined. Well, knowing the US government, they wouldn't mind if them bodies were alive. They'd still examine them. Speaking to iNews, Elizondo said, "We know where they were. We don't know where they are." I've got to be careful what I say here. Here we go again. "To not to get into trouble, I still have my security clearance." Would he have had to have gone down the David Grush route and submit a formal, I can't remember what they have to submit, but a whistleblower form? "I'm going to whistleblow on your UFO studies, but because I've gone for you through the official routes, you can't do out. I won't be found suicided, hung in a tree with a shotgun fucking bullet in the head." He claims other bodies have also been retrieved from subsequent sites, including Mexico in the 1950s and Kazakhstan in 1989. Elizondo alleges he has also handled alien technology, including alleged alien implants found in humans. Ah, so little metal objects. He said, "I have held in my hand material that scientists for the US government have conducted research on. They've said this is very special material. It's highly unlikely that it's made by human beings and it's engineered. I have also held in my hand biological samples, tissue samples, and that have been removed from non-human beings that, when analysed, do not behave like anything we are normally used to, associating with being a natural part of a human body, and certainly looks to be some sort of technical device." I do like the way he's human, non-human. I think that's their fancy way of getting around. I think if they say alien or UFO, then the governments, the people who disagree with Elizondo, can say, "Well, you know, you sound nuts here." As for his own personal experience, Elizondo claims green orbs have followed him and other alien researchers home in attempt to spy on him. He added, "We're not sure if they actually UAP related, say UFO. What we do know is that a lot of people that were in the program that I was in also had very similar accounts while they were in the program." Interesting. He was one of the top dogs in the Pentagon for researching UFO, researching UFO stories, pictures, and all that lovely stuff. It's absolute nuts. I do believe we're very close from the governments of the world saying, "Yo, there's aliens, son. What are you going to do about it?" Or you'll have some nerd come out. I love nerds, don't get me wrong. I'm a nerd. Yeah, we've we've found non-human biological entities in the ships that are hovering over Johannesburg. They're not called prawns. They are alien non-human beings. They wish to go by they thems. And so please respect their authority and peace be with us. Yeah, you'll have some nerd like that. Fucking nerd. Anyway, let's end on UFO Twitter, because why the hell not? It's a hell of a place to be if you like UFOs. Fucking hell. Woo. We've got one here, folks. We've got one here. So this geezer is showing his aeroplane control units. He's only got 10% battery life, though. He's looking out his cockpit, and there is a orbed shape flying. Very orbed. I don't know why he's showing us his equipment. Maybe he's showing us the height. But he's only got 10% battery. That orb is travelling at some speed. It is travelling some speed. It doesn't look natural. I.e. a bird or, you know, a fat pig. It looks metallic. Could it be a big weather balloon? Could it be a rogue weather balloon? Quite possibly. Rogue weather balloon that got sucked and blown out of engine. Maybe not get sucked into the engine, but maybe a plane through plastic. And the jets of that the engine just fucking shot it backwards. Interesting. And these fucking whales in the sky yet again. It's like UFO Twitter hasn't really moved from the last time. The World Trade Center's such a fucking, yeah, such a bloody, yeah, unfortunately. Alien UFO sightings, let's discover more. Try it out. No. How do I get off that? Oh. That's a scary looking alien. Yeah, it's not the best. Let's go backwards. Yeah. A flying saucer with orbs has been spotted during the Trump assassination attempt. Whoa, that's a bit of a fucking... That could just be a bird. That really could just be a bird, and it sort of disappeared. Oh, yeah, I see what he's doing. That could just be a bird. Okay. Click on the other one. Look, it does look sorcery type. Seen that one? Apparently a video of Miami. Video that the Miami image was taken from. Aliens, yes. Yep, some old Japanese text. This picture from over 200 years ago depicts a UFO on a beach in eastern Japan. It states that the attractive woman, aged 18 to 20, was aboard and greeted those on the beach while holding a strange box in her hand. The woman is said to have bright orange hair, and she's described to be around 18 and 20, very voluptuous, well-dressed and beautiful. Japan is a country with one of the oldest cultures that has kept the greatest secrets of a previous civilization. The island country has a legend about underwater ships, or USOs, which stands for unidentified submerged objects, which often relates to I'm gonna have to read this one out as well.
Masuda Noawafune,
a 800 ton monolith at Asuka Park. I fucking butchered that as well.
Asuka Park.
Oh, fuck me, I got that right. The story begins in 1803 during the Edo period, when Japanese fishermen dragged on an underwater submerged object off the shore of eastern coast of the Hitachi province. According to the legends, the fishermen had encountered a decorative hollow ship and a live foreign lady inside it. The ship was said to be 6 meters wide and almost 4 meters high, and the inside walls had symbols similar to ancient Egypt. Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, that is going to be it for UFO Twitter. It doesn't seem like it's moved from last week. But I'm going to have to bookmark this, because that's definitely an interesting story. If you are a UFO nut, you'll know that story. The old Japanese tale of a European looking woman in her early 20s, coming ashore. So I'm going to put myself big screen, and we're going to end tonight's show, folks. Thank you for coming along with this little jaunt into the world of UFOs and aliens. Thank you for this little jaunt, this little buffet of alien and UFO news. Little buffet. We had a little snack. We appeared into galaxies of far, far away. We had a look at UFO hovering eerily over the Mexican Sea, a glowing spherical shape that appears to be doctored, and the Pentagon chief UFO researcher has come forward and said that he has felt non-human bodies. Dirty bastard. I was going to say perv, but yeah. Anyway, so that has been Rarity One Talks. I thank you for coming along with me. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this little impromptu show. And I do apologize that I haven't prepared. Back to normal next week. Back to normal next week with a well-prepared show for your ears to enjoy. So, and I'm going to get out your hair. I'm just rambling now. And I hope you all have a good week. Good rest of your day, and whatever you do, stay naughty, stay rude, but more importantly, stay fucking filthy. I will see you next week. Peace.